My name is Priscilla Grosser, and this is CIS 120, in case you're in the wrong place. Okay. You are being recorded. I record all of the classes, so you will always be recorded when you're in here. And then I put the recordings up on the web so that you can listen to them. So if you're not here, you can hear the class on your own. If you didn't understand something and want to hear it again, the recording's there. Okay? So, I capture the recordings and I also take pictures of what's up here on the smart board, and that is also available to you. So basically, I don't make a video that has sound and pictures at the same time, because I find that a lot of people just want to see the notes and not listen to the audio. And so I put them up there separately. So it takes a little bit of getting used to sync them, because if you want to hear both, you've got to sync them and listen to the audio and look at the smart board and figure out when I moved on to the next smart board. But after a little while, you get to figure that out and it will work for you. So essentially, this class is a student option class, which means you have the option of coming or not coming. Okay? But the notes and the audio will always be available. So if you miss the class, you can do the notes and the audio. If you can come to class, I think it's better. My experience is you have to work a lot harder if you take the class online than as if you come to class. So it just, online classes involve more work than being in class. So it is your call, but I'm just throwing out the cautionary note that people seem to find it easier to take the classes in class than to take them online. Okay, so my website is www.pgrosser.net. My email that I want you to use is p.grosser@rcm.com. You should have gotten an email this weekend that gives you this information. My backup email is pgrosser@gmx.com. And I would like you to send things to pgrosser with a CC to my backup.
Yeah, top ones, yeah, at
rcn.com. And again, you should have gotten an email. That's a G, by the way. GMX. And again, yes, you should have gotten an email this weekend. Did people get it? Yeah, somebody got an email this weekend? Okay. It went to whatever email you gave the school as the one you like primarily. Okay, because when I go to the website and get my roster, they give me emails. And so those are the emails that I use. And so check a variety of your emails, because it all depends on which one you told the school was the one you checked the most. Okay? So that's the one that I am sending it to. Okay? So that is the emails. Okay, so once you get to my homepage, it is pgrosser.net. www.pgrosser.net. Once you get there, click on CIS 12017. The 17 is there because this is the course that used to be called CIS 17, and some of the handouts that haven't changed will say CIS 17. So I just want you to basically be aware of the fact that it's still the right course if they say CIS 17, okay? So that's why I call it 120/17. Okay, so this is the course. This is the weekly schedule. And I will put up the week of, over the weekend, prior to this class, and I will add a week every week. I will leave up last week's. So by the end of the week, you'll have 15 weeks worth of stuff up there. By the end of the semester, there'll be 15 weeks worth of stuff up there. Okay? So this is week one. You should read it through. Assignments are at the bottom always. They are not embedded, they're at the bottom. So assignments starts here, okay? Assignments are due the Thursday after they are assigned, okay? So anything that is assigned this week is due next Thursday, and is due by midnight next Thursday, okay? So assignments are always due unless I specifically say otherwise, and occasionally I give you more time. Assignments are always due the Thursday after I give them. There are also quizzes that come up periodically. Quizzes are due within 3 days. And I don't accept late quizzes. I accept everything else late, but I don't accept late quizzes. So the quizzes, keep your eye out for them, and they are due within 3 days. Okay? And the quizzes tend to be more true-false, multiple-choice kind of check-up that you're doing the reading, check-up that you're doing something kind of quizzes. Okay? So, let's see. The stuff up at the top, at the very beginning, I will tell you when I'm going to be available to help that week. Okay? And this week, I'm available at 2 o'clock today and at 1:45 on Thursday. Thursday, it's a short one because I'm only going to be here about a half an hour because I have a meeting. Today, I'll be here till 3:30, 4 o'clock, somewhere in there. So you're welcome to come for help. I don't know where it will be. I said that it will be possibly in my office. It will be in here if there's no class, but I haven't checked yet. But my office is K-112, so if I'm not here, my office is K-112. We'll get it sorted out which rooms I can actually use for help after this week, but this week they're all changing around rooms and everything else, so it's not doable this week. Okay, this class qualified for supplementary instruction, and Pat over there is in the class to provide help. So he'll be coming to some of the classes to provide help, but he'll also, we will post his hours of availability, and he's available to help. And this week, what are you doing?
I'm going to try doing 11 to 3 on Thursday.
Okay.
That whole room thing we'll have to figure out.
Right. But if he's not here, he will be in the main lab, and you can ask for him at the desk. They know where he is. So if you need help, he'll be available Thursday, 11 to 3?
Yeah.
And Friday?
I think I said 9 to 11.
9 to 11. And for now, he will be available at the help desk in the lab. And so if you have any questions, you want to go over anything, he is available for help, okay? And I will start posting his hours, too, when we get it worked out. But the first week is always a, we'll see how it goes. Okay, questions so far? I wasn't that clear. There should be questions. Okay. That means you, if I gave you a quiz on what I said this morning, everybody'd get 100, right? Okay. Here's the syllabus. Any resemblance with reality is strictly coincidental, I tell people. The main thing that I want to look at is the grading. Okay? 80% of your grade is based on homework and quizzes. 80% of your grade. So, if you don't do the homework, it's all over. Okay? Because 80% of your grade is based on homework. 10% is based on being a responsible person. Okay? The person that passes in all the homework to me in November has just lost that 10%, okay, for being a responsible student. So I accept late homework. I do not take off credit on the assignment for late homework, but I keep track of late homework. And an occasional late homework is fine, but chronic late homework hits you in that 10%. Okay, so that 10% is where you're going to lose points if you're chronically late. And then 10% is the final. Now, this is a student option course, which means that everything is available online, including the final. So everything is an online deal. Okay, so that students can take this class either online or in class or mix and match. Student option lets you mix and match. Okay? So it is available online. Everything will be available online. Okay, so that's the syllabus. And you can read it through and see where we're going. This class is a fairly fast-paced class. We're covering a load of topics. We're going to cover HTML, we're going to cover Access, we're going to cover two programming languages, we're going to cover a lot of logic, I give a lot of homework, etc., etc. Okay, so it is a fairly fast-moving class. Probably a third of you will not make it. Okay? And the reason you won't make it is you don't keep up with the homework. It has nothing to do with anything else. It has to do with not keeping up with the homework. If you get behind and too far behind, then frequently you can't bail yourself out. So about a third of you will not pass the course. And that's based on the fact that I won't have enough homework from you. Okay, not that you did the homework wrong, it's that I didn't get enough. The way I work with homework is my goal is to have you learn. So, if you pass in homework that isn't correct, I give it back to you. And I write you comments on what the problems are, and I ask you to fix and resubmit. If you don't fix and resubmit, there is no grade in my book. Okay? I don't give a grade if I pass it back to you. I just ask you to fix and resubmit. So there's no grade in my book until I get it fixed. Okay, and if we have to go back and forth three or four times, we have to go back and forth three or four times. But my goal is for you to learn it. Okay, not for you to just pass in some homework. Been there, done that. Okay, I passed in some homework that I should have been ashamed to pass in at various points in my academic career that I just whipped off without much thought and passed in. Okay. If you do that, I'm going to send it back to you. Now, sometimes it comes in and you just didn't understand. Then write comments about the fact that you didn't understand and what you didn't understand, and I will try to respond to you. Or go to the supplementary instruction and see Pat, or come and see me, and we will try to get you straightened out. The homework is frequently assigned either Tuesday or Thursday, assigned sometimes during the week. It is not due until the following Thursday. So you have a week to come and get help to ask questions and go over it. I really would like to see everybody pass, so take advantage of the fact that there is supplementary instruction, that there are people here to help you, and try to get the help you need, and so that you can do well. Okay, questions?
Resources are over here. And I need to touch the screen because it then went away.
Okay, so those are resources for the course. What you want to do is use the resources that have to do with the topic that I'm covering. Don't go to the resources and start going through them randomly or in order or anything else. Try to pick the topic. So the first topic we're going to cover is HTML. So if I then go into notes and handouts, okay, that doesn't appear to be anything about HTML. If I go to examples, there's a lot about HTML. So that's what you should be looking at, is the things about HTML, okay? And then when I move on to another topic, you move on to the other topic. But there's a lot of information in here, and you're going to end up confusing yourself if you don't kind of stay with me as to what topic I'm covering. Okay? There are sample programs, and when we get into programs, we'll go over those. There are presentations for different topics, and there's one presentation on HTML. And then there are the smart board presentations, which are the things that I'm capturing today. Okay, so the smart board presentations are going to be what I capture today and put up as the smart board. And if you click on that, you can see that here are the lectures and notes from spring 2014. Okay, and next I will put up, you will see as of tomorrow, lectures and notes from fall 2014. And you'll see one entry out there. And I put the date on the entry so you know what day it was that the class was given, and try to give it some kind of a topic. And if you click on those, you will see the notes that I capture. And then there's the audio. And if you click on those, you will listen to the audio that goes with that particular day. So there are the audio lectures for spring 2014. And I will be putting out the audio and the smart board either tonight or tomorrow. Okay. The weekly schedule is here. There is also a summary of assignments. So I kind of put up a summary here of the assignments. And so you can go through there and make sure you haven't missed something. So that's a summary of the assignments. And you can click on that to get a summary. The details about what is expected in those assignments is given in the assignments section down here. So there is the actual assignment, and if you click on that, you're going to get the details about that assignment. Okay, so that's the actual assignment, and that's the actual survey. And if you click on that, it will be a survey that I need you to do. So the actual details are in the weekly schedule, but then I've got an assignment summary. Questions? Ah, oh, come on. There's got to be a question. I'm not that scary. Yeah.
It's not related to the class. Do you like teaching this class?
Do I like teaching this class? Yes. I wouldn't be teaching if I didn't like teaching, because I could make a lot more money out in the real world. So, I like teaching or I wouldn't be here. Yeah.
On an assignment, a homework assignment that's sent in and sent back for corrections, you make the corrections and send the assignment back in, does it count towards being late?
No. So, as long as it was originally, and as long as you pass it back to me within a reasonable time.
Right.
Let's say a week or so, when I get it back to you. You know, if you save them all and give them to me in December, understand that in December I'm a clog and I curse anybody that's passing in late stuff in December.
So that's when I'm really up to some prayer points. Questions? Yeah, no, I tend to be pretty reasonable. But I also tend to be very demanding. Because you can't learn this stuff without doing it. You just can't. When you're learning, and most all of the assignments are practical assignments. They're doing something that proves you understand the point. The quizzes occasionally are just checking up on the reading. But assignments are really doing something. So when we're doing HTML, you're going to create a web page. When we do databases, you're going to create a database and query the database and all that kind of stuff. So most of the assignments are actually working with software and doing things. And or logic assignments are actually learning to think the way you have to think in order to be able to program. Okay. Honest, there's no more questions? Okay. Then we'll start learning HTML. Okay. This first week, I have put the ones that I'm looking at up here, and we're just going to click our way through those. In the future, I will lots of times say, go in and look at the examples, and the HTML examples, and expect you to find it. Okay? Down below, I have a lot of references. So if you're having problems, you can go to the references. The textbook is thin, and the textbook is a theory book. Okay? I don't spend a lot of time on the textbook, and I don't spend a lot of time on theory. I intermingle the theory in with the practical application of the theory. Okay? So, the textbook is providing some of the stuff that is just as easy to read as it is to hear me say, so I have you read it and then I don't have to take the time to say it. I can take the time to do the fun stuff. Okay. Okay, so we're going to click on HTML5 intro. Okay. Now, I'm bringing it up in Firefox. You can bring it up in anything you want to bring it up in. I'm, as I said, going in through Firefox. In Firefox, if I right-click and say View Page Source, okay, so I'm right-clicking and saying View Page Source, I will then see the code that generated that. Okay, so I want to right-click and then say View Page Source, and that shows me the code. I would suggest that you, what is it? Control++. I would suggest that you, one of the reasons why we hold this class in the lab is I'll be giving you stuff to do. But the other reason is so that you can follow along. Okay, so that if you can't read this up here, have it open on your own computer in front of you, and then you can easily follow it. Okay, so that's one of the reasons why you're sitting in front of the computer and I would stick with me and bring the stuff up on the screen.
Some of the computers that aren't turned on or logged in, is there a
username
password that we can use for that?
Just the one that, whatever one they gave you.
The CIS?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. They gave you a general username and password.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so the first line is a copy and paste. You say less than a sign, exclamation point, docpipe HTML, greater than sign. Okay. First of all, the less than and greater than sign indicate that this is a tag. And what a tag is it's telling the browser what it's supposed to do with the stuff within the tag, what this is. Doctype HTML tells the browser that this is HTML5, which is the current version of HTML. Okay? If you don't put that line there, then it defaults to kind of a standard HTML. And that's not really a problem at the level we're at, but it's a level, it's a problem if you get into a lot of HTML. Okay, so that line is there to tell the browser what version of HTML I'm using. Okay. Then the next tag is simply saying this is HTML. Now, HTML has two parts, the head and the body. Okay? The head gives information mostly, and the body tells me what I want to put out on the page. So here is the head tag. So I've got the HTML tag, then I've got the head tag. Now I want to put out a title, and the title is the thing up there in that top corner. Okay, the title goes into the top corner. Notice after I write the word introduction, which is the title, I close the tag.
And closing the tag involves putting a slash in front of the word. That closes the tag. So I've opened the tag. Now I've closed the tag. It doesn't matter whether the title was on a separate line. I could have done this in three lines. I could have written title on one line, introduction on another line, close title on another line. It would have said that's fine. I could have, in fact, written everything that you see all right next to each other on just one line. That would work too.
Convention is that you tend to break it up for readability. And in fact, a lot of people indent, so they might indent some of these lines, like the title, and indent it for readability. Okay? I'm lazy, so I don't do as good a job as indenting as I could. But for readability, you can indent. If you are having problems with the way getting your computer on, put up your hand and Pat can come around and help you. Pat, someone over here. Okay, then I close my head. And notice again the slash there tells me the head is being closed. Then I open the body. Okay, and within the body I am now putting in a paragraph. And a paragraph is a P. Okay, so I'm putting in a P for paragraph. And then I'm saying, this is an introduction to HTML. And notice that's what printed up there. Whatever I put in the body is going to go into the page. And the page is really from after the bars up there. It's the page down. The bars. And so you see those words going up there, then you see a closed body and a closed HTML. Now a paragraph skips a line. So if you know how in a book you see a line skip between paragraphs, paragraph does that for you. There is also something called div, which stands for division. And that will not skip a line between paragraphs. you can write something and then write something and it will be on the next line. It will move down a line, but it will be on the next line. So a div does not leave a blank line after the paragraph. A paragraph does. If I want to actually leave a line between things, I can use a br, and we will see some examples of that coming along. So if I wanted to write, this is an introduction, and then skip the 2HTML down on the next line, I could put the br tag in there. And the br tag says, oh, you want a break. Br is like hitting enter on the keyboard. It just moves you down to the next line. It works just like hitting enter on the keyboard. So br is the enter symbol. So that's a very basic page. Questions? Yeah.
So if you didn't put like the to like end the HTML like at the bottom, what?
Probably it would say that's fine and just go ahead and do it. It's incredibly forgiving. Okay? And if you forgot the body tag, it would probably be just fine. There are some tags where you can end up confusing it. So it's better to do it. But lots of times I will look at things that people pass in and say, my heavens, it looks like I don't see how this code generated that, but it just was so forgiving.
So no matter what, when you open something, you have to close it?
You should, with a couple of exceptions. The BR that I put up there does not have a close.
And the DIV one either, right?
Yeah, no, the DIV is like the paragraph. So just okay. Like you have a closed paragraph, you have a closed DIV.
Okay.
But the BR does not have a close. Yeah.
For the break, put the break after the introduction, where put the rest of the spaces underneath and then a second line?
Yes.
So if you open it up, as like a web page, it would have like two lines?
Yeah. So if we take this, okay, and I'll take this piece of code, copy. Now, where I'm going to write the code, and you can all do it with me if you want to, is I'm going to copy and I'm pasting this into Notepad. And you can also use Notepad++. You cannot use something like Word, because Word fixes things for you, which means Word puts in little things that will mess up the HTML. In other words, you have to use a text editor. It has to be a text editor. Notepad is a text editor, Notepad++. There's a gazillion text editors out there, most of which, a lot of which cost money. Any text editor works. So, okay, what we were going to talk about doing here. All right. I want to... No, I guess not. Okay, I'm going to put in the BR. So there's my BR. Okay, so I've thrown in a BR between this. Okay, so in between this is an introduction and the two, I put the BR tag. I just put the BR tag in there. So now I'm going to do a file save as, which leads me to another point. Okay, I'm saving this on a flash drive that I have. So I'm going to save it right here on the flash drive. I would strongly recommend that you bring a flash drive to class and that you save the stuff that we'll be doing in class on a flash drive so it's portable for you. Once you get a password for the server, you can save it out on the server, but it would save it. if you don't have a flash drive, if you save on the T drive, the T drive does not get reset when the computer gets turned off and on again. All the other drives get reset back to their normal state. Okay? But the T drive does not get reset. So if you save something on the T drive, unless somebody gets rid of it, it will be there when you come in tomorrow. Okay? So if you don't have a flash drive, save on the T drive, and then you have a good chance. If you get the same computer, you gotta get the same computer. But then it will be there. But it's better to use the flash. So I'm gonna save this, and I'm gonna say intro.html. Okay, my extension is .html. So I am saving this as intro.html. You can also use an HTML extension. You don't need to use the L. Either one works. But I am saving this as .html, .intro.html. Now what I do is I come down here and I click on and make the save as type all files. So I made the save as type all files. So I'm saving intro.html. The default was text, changing it to all files. So I've now saved it and I'm saving it on my flash drive. Okay, so now I can come over here and do a file, open file, go to my flash drive and find intro.html and open it. And there it is. Okay? And if I do a view source, view page source, there it is. Okay. Now, another interesting thing is that notice I actually have a couple of spaces there and you can't see it, but it really doesn't show the space up there. And the reason is that if I have a couple of spaces, it only shows one. Okay, and this is actually a really good thing. When you're writing HTML, but if you put five spaces between two words, it says basically that's lovely and it shows one space. If you put 10 spaces, it shows one space. It will always show just one space.
So if you were to put the break, like this is an introduction and you would like hit enter to put it on the next line and do the VR and then do like finish the sentence on the next line, how would that?
Same thing.
Okay.
I could have every single word up here on a separate line and would work fine.
And it would just put it all together.
Yep.
Okay.
Now, if you are determined to have multiple spaces, a space can be generated with that piece of code. And that certainly discourages you from wanting to have a lot of spaces. Ampersand NBSP semicolon. That will actually generate you a space. So if I go back into Notepad, I shouldn't have closed it up, and I open my file, and I decide that in between these, I want to have multiple spaces. Okay, so I've now put multiple spaces in there. So now I'm going to save that and I'm going to refresh. And notice I now have multiple spaces. Okay. So I now have multiple spaces in there, because I put those NBSPs in.
So I have this space because it's a space, and then I added three more spaces. Can't really tell that it's that many, but I did. Yeah.
You don't have to put the open and closes on them?
No. No, those are just like, kind of like hitting a character on the keyboard.
Okay.
It's not really a tag. That's a good question. It's not really a tag. It's just a way of getting a particular character up. Yeah.
So if you put a space using the space bar and then use that code, would that make two spaces?
Yes.
Yeah. So just add on a space?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It defaults to one space, and then if you want more, you add them in with that.
It's right there, that's four spaces.
Yeah. I claim it is. Okay.
Yeah, what's up, yeah?
Huh?
Yeah, that number.
No, it does. But if I had something under it, or if I had a different font, I could probably tell easier, but yes, it's four spaces. Okay, the next thing we're going to look at is the next one down, which is a list. So I went to the second one in my list of things, and I probably should go back and point that out. Here's my list of things in my home page.
I'm now clicking on the second one, which is HTML5list.html.
Okay. And the source for that is right here. So what I've done now is I've put in a list. So, and I've also got some BRs. Notice I put in two BRs here because I wanted to skip down two lines. One BR goes to the next line, the next BR skips a line. And then I put in some more, and then I close the paragraph. Okay, so that was all within one paragraph. I wrote some words, I skipped down, and I wrote some more words. And then I closed the paragraph. Okay, and I could write a whole lot in the paragraph if I wanted to. Now I'm making a list.
And an OL stands for ordered list. And notice over here, an ordered list gives you 1, 2, 3. Down below, I have another list. This is a UL. A UL gets you the dots in front. It gets you an icon. So I can have an ordered list, which will give me 1, 2, 3, and I can have an unordered list, which will give you dot, dot, dot. Just the bullet thing. If you actually get into HTML heavily, there are ways you can set it up so the 1, 2, 3 is ABC and all that good stuff, but we're not going there. Yeah.
So if I was making something all out and I just wanted an ordered list, I would always just use the OL with the exception of what you just said.
Yep. Yep. And then the items within the list are put inside an LI tag, which stands for list item. So OL is, okay, here we go again. OL stands for ordered list, and I'll write those in later.
OL stands for ordered list, UL stands for unordered list, and LI stands for list item. Okay. So LI is going to be right here. Why is it the subject here right now?
Periodically, the smart board decides to have issues. See anything wrong with it. did we remember last year? Do you remember?
There was some trick we discovered that over the summer I managed to forget.
No, I can't remember.
They should not give us summers. Okay, so I will write this in when I get home. But an OL stands for audit list, a UL stands for unaudited list, and LI stands for list item. So I open the list item, I close the list item. I open the list item, I close the list item. And list items know that it's a list, so it should move down to the next line. So every time it sees the LI, it moves down to the next line. Okay? So I make a list item. Questions? Oh, the next one is a link page, okay. Okay.
Got a question?
Yep.
I must have missed something.
I may not have just said something.
Just for actually making changes to anything. You said you had a notepad?
Yes.
And then I want.
And then you save it and you reopen it. So, okay, what I've got here is this is not changeable in Firefox. In Explorer, they actually let you change it.
What about Google Chrome?
I was just going to say Chrome, I don't remember whether they let you change it or not.
No, I don't think it's a
no. I'm using it now,
they don't let you change it in there.
Yeah, all right. So
what I do when I'm writing something, I keep Notepad open. Okay, so I've got Notepad or Notepad++, and I've got it in there. And basically, I save it. Okay, so let's say I just had written that. Okay, so I'm now going to save it as file, save as, and I'm going to call this list.html. And I'm changing to all files, and I'm saving this as list.html. Okay? So now it's saved. So now I can go over to my browser and do a file, open file, and open list.html. If it didn't come through, I'd have to browse around to find it, but it came up, so there it is. So I'm opening list.html. Now, as I said, when I'm working on this, I keep Notepad open. And so if I say, oops, I wish I had done something different, let's see, I would like to put in a division here. This is a division. So I am writing a division there. Okay, I've added that to my Notepad. I do a file, save, and then I come over here and I do a refresh, and there it is. This is a division. Okay. So that's how I set up and do things. Okay, so now what I want you to do is I want you to write a page. Okay, so I want you to go in and create an HTML page. And I want it to have a paragraph in it and a break in it and a list in it. And just go ahead and write something. And if you have any problems, questions, that's what Pat and I are for. Yeah.
I have another question about the break. Instead of putting the break on the same line as the paragraph, could you enter it in the break in the show?
Where is it?
You can put the break anywhere.
Oh, okay, so it'll still show the same result.
Yeah. I wanted it in the middle of the paragraph. So I've got it between lines in the paragraph. If you put it after you close the paragraph, then the breaks will come after the paragraph is done. but it's where you position it, it will follow whatever you're asking it to do. Okay, so, you are writing a webpage now. And if you have problems, you still can't get in? Do you not have a password, or?
I do, I probably
You just don't know what it is?
I know what it is.
Oh, what's the problem?
I may be still logged into another computer, but...
Yeah, he helped you, it's not going to let you? Okay. You don't mind working with him, right? Okay, work together.
I don't think we need that.
No. Probably.
All you need is that HTML.
Looks like the computer over there.
Oh,
it looks like the second one down in that row.
Not that one. Go to the third row.
All right, show him where the
Yes, wrong way. Try that one out.
Oh, what?
No.
Okay. Did you try to read it?
No.
Okay, why don't you go try that?
Just the doctor always have to be all down.
You know, I learned it that way, but I've seen it recently where it wasn't so good, I don't think it does. But it's one of those, that's the way I saw it, I don't know about it, they asked whether it had to be, I just, probably follow the lead.
Just make a random list. We have a title on the top and stuff, and that's what I'm talking about, but what's all that you want to go?
Now it doesn't, it's interesting. When I first started writing in HTML, I wrote in caps, because I thought the tag stood out when I did in caps. Then they made rules, and they said, no, tags have to be lowercase. So I had to change over to lowercase. Now they basically said, although convention is lowercase, and I will say, you look like you know what you're doing if you do lowercase. You look like it's a little iffy if you do uppercase. So I do lowercase.
Close friend.
Using OPEC plus plus.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, no, it is.
It's
good.
Really great. I like it because also you can open a YAML file. I think it's called.
No, I use NotePlan++ at home a lot. But in fact, it's something this simple. NotePad.
Yeah, NotePad just like tells you where everything is.
No, we don't.
Only two lines.
If you have questions, W3 Schools is about the best reference that I know. W3 Schools. Okay, W3 Schools is W3Schools.com. And if you click on HTML, they have a tutorial and they have a reference list of tags that you can have available. So it's a good resource if you want to check something out. In fact, if you're into web development at all, W3 Schools is a great place.
Yeah.
L-I in front of it and behind it. Yeah. And you need to close L-I, so you need the slash and on the L-I. And the L-I is when it gives you the number.
Later on, you'll get the stuff validated, and it'll be like, what the heck is that? I don't understand it. And usually those red things mean, like, it's weird. It's like, not sure what to do with it. But so we're just passing. And you know, see how it still kind of works out. If you, for some odd reason, like randomly lost out the HTML at the bottom, it still would go. It just would be pissed at you.
Good job.
Yeah, how does that look?
I would work overnight from
9:45
to 6 a.m. and then come in the day that I went home at 6 a.m.
Did you try to open up your mind? How are we doing?
You never know.
I got like five.
So, and Staples is usually really good and cheap.
Yeah, that's where I'm going.
Yep. I think I got like okay, there were 16 gigabyte ones for like $8.
It's
nice and easy.
That's
my flash drive.
I just recycle them.
Yep.
You see like a Halo file on there somewhere.
Okay. I'm gonna go over one more thing, and then we will call it quits. Here I have two links. Notepad Plus just gives you a little more
handholding. Yeah, it lets you know if you put like an extra semicolon somewhere.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Okay, the only thing I've added in here really is I've added some links. Okay, so I've got an Ahref. That A is for anchor, and Ahref tells the browser that this is a link. Okay, then I want to be able to link to something else. So I've got Ahref equals, and then I've got a page name here. Then I close the tag. Now this is the A tag. And it really doesn't want me writing that. I'm going to figure out why. It is the A tag. Okay, so I'm closing the A tag. There it is, closed. Then I write the words that I want to see. And if you look up there, you can see the words. And then I close the A. And I want to skip to another line, so I put in a BR. Okay, so essentially the A is an anchor. And it is telling me that I want to link to this spot. Okay? So, if I come over here and I click on these, it links to another page. If I click on this, it gives me, and that unfortunately is where I go for an error, it gives me an error. And the reason it gave me an error is there was no such page. So, it gave me an error. Now, what this is because I just put the name of the page in quotes, it is looking for a page in the same directory. Because if you just give the name of a page, it's looking for a page in the same directory. So that's what we're going to do for now, and then I will expand on this a little bit on Thursday. But if you decide you want to make a link, I'm going to say put the new page the same directory as you put the previous page. And then you only need to give the page name. So I had a page called anotherpage.html, and it worked beautifully. But I didn't have a page called newpage.html, and so I got an error. And I was fiddling with something, and my error screen doesn't come up as a conventional error screen now. But I keep forgetting to fix that. But if you do it, it would come up as a, if you do it other than at my site, it would come up as a conventional error. So ahreference lets me say, this is a page I want to link to. And it generates the page up there in the color of a link with an underline to let us know that it is a link. Okay? So that's how you can link to another page. Now, if you want to link to an entire different site, you have to put in the entire address. You have to put in the HTTP address so that it can find the page that you want. So if I want to link to an external site, I can paste an entire address inside there. And then it will link to the external site. Okay, and we'll look at that a little bit more on Thursday. Okay, I'm basically done. If you finished and you have your page working and it's looking good, then you're welcome to leave. If you don't, I've got 8 more minutes of class, so hang around and get it working. So, what I would do is go to W3 schools because I don't remember.
Make sure you end it. Do an HTML bottom with a backslash when you're all set. Yep. I usually just put it in anyway at the very beginning because usually I forget it. Say you did the same thing, it'll be a space just like this. And let's say, it would look like that. It would look just like that.
Everything we did, I've already
like that. Like, put it in high right there. Try it out. And then press enter. Just make sure to close the HTML and close the button.